This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, not that it's a beautiful balmy day in New York, but AccuWeather says what you're seeing right now is only going to get worse as the day and the evening progresses, and tomorrow will be a total washout. Otherwise, a beautiful day. AccuWeather meteorologist Kerry Swindenhammer in the Weather Center with a beautiful forecast, especially for Wednesday. Kerry?
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. I'll tell you what, right now we're looking outside and we're not seeing much because the clouds, low clouds and the fog are certainly obscuring our view. And of course, that's going to be the trend here over the next couple of days, especially through tomorrow night. The wind's going to start to pick up tomorrow and the rain becomes steadier overnight tonight, maybe a rumble of thunder. But tomorrow's when we could see some wind gusts up around 50 miles an hour that could lead to localized damage and power outages as well. And of course, on Long Island, as usual, we're going to see some of those gusts even higher, up around 60. Maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, and there could be some localized flooding, especially in low-lying and poor drainage areas. All that will come to an end tomorrow evening. However, the wind is going to remain a factor tomorrow night. Real field temperatures tomorrow night in the 20s. Ooh. It'll be blustery and much colder Thursday. Larry?
Man, oh man. Thank you, Kerry. Stay with 1010 Winds and AccuWeather, everybody, for your updates on this weather that's headed our way. An extradition hearing going on in Altoona, Pennsylvania now, where they're processing the man arrested yesterday in connection with the shooting of an insurance executive. And today, the city's top cop says more work needs to be done now to make the case against Luigi Mangione. Juliet Papa, following it, says the guy might be in custody, but the investigation far from over.
The signed New York arrest warrant was conveyed to authorities in Pennsylvania for the return of Luigi Mangione. But NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell says the work continues. The loaded ghost gun found in Mangione's backpack.
So ballistic testing with the ballistics recovered, that'll be taken care of shortly to see if that actually is a gun.
Deputy Chief of Operations Kaz Daughtry traveled to Altoona.
Just looking at the collaboration and just watching everybody operate on the same sheet of music was really something to see.
And he says rookie cop Tyler Fry, who arrested the suspect in McDonald's, received a personal invitation from Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch to come to New York. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
That said, folks are actually saying the customers and workers at McDonald's ought to be the one getting props. After all, somebody spotted this guy sitting in the back of the restaurant acting weird, one of them said, and called the cops after recognizing him. 1010 Winds was back at that restaurant today talking with some folks who spotted Mangione and made the call.
More than one customer eating breakfast at McDonald's quickly realized in came Luigi Mangione.
And he was sitting in the corner back there by himself.
Larry and his friends were first joking when they saw one customer that looked a lot like the NYPD picture that was put out.
One friend thought he looked like the shooter.
But it was a McDonald's employee that took Mangione's order and told Larry that's when she knew the pieces were coming together.
She said between his eyes and his eyebrows, she says, when I took his order, it was like she had in her mind, oh my God, this is a guy from New York.
Mangione has been charged in Pennsylvania with forgery and gun charges. He's also facing murder charges in New York and is expected to be extradited. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
And are you ready for this? How do you feel about this, Winds family? That McDonald's where Luigi was arrested, all of a sudden getting negative reviews from people. Yeah, on Google. Google has since removed the reviews because they violate the company's policies. But before they were taken down, people were upset that Luigi was pointed out, part of it criticizing the healthcare industry, almost defending Mangione's alleged crime. Police had found a note in his backpack where he indicated, quote, some ill will towards corporate America. But police say nothing justifies taking another person's life just because you're not happy with their company policies or practices. In other news, a dispute over mail, allegedly what led to criminal charges for a woman accused of attacking a police officer and a nurse on Long Island. Cops say 34-year-old Tiara Gooden of Locust Valley arguing with a neighbor about their mail, leading to Gooden slamming the neighbor's screen door and breaking its lock. When she was taken into custody, cops say she asked to go to the hospital, but then became combative on the way there and allegedly scratched the nurse that was assisting her and then bit the hand of the nearby officer. Gooden now charged with assault and criminal mischief. Governor Hochul's approval ratings are up, but not by much. Siena College released the numbers today showing 39% of New Yorkers approve of the job she's doing. That's versus 49% who disapprove. That's slightly better than October polling, which showed her favorability at 36%. But it's another negative showing for the governor, who hasn't had a positive rating since January. Pollster Steven Greenberg says the top priorities for voters have to do with the money they're shelling out every day.
71% of New Yorkers, almost three-quarters of New Yorkers, say that the cost of living is one of the top two issues Albany has to work on. 48%, nearly half, say that the availability of affordable housing is one of the top two priorities that Albany has to work on.
When it comes to the White House, 50% of voters say a second Trump presidency will be bad for New York, while 39% say it'll be good. His favorability stands at 37%. Online shops moving to stop third-party sellers from capitalizing on the fatal CEO shooting.
Online shopping sites have begun removing merchandise inspired by the murder of United Healthcare CEO. Shirts, hats, baseball caps, wine tumblers, even Christmas tree ornaments with the words deny, defend, depose began popping up on Amazon, eBay, Etsy, and others after police detailed the scribbling on bullet casings found at the scene in New York City. The phrase is the title of a 2010 book about the insurance industry. The possible reference to tactics to decline or limit medical claims has resonated with some Americans frustrated with the health insurance system. Deborah Rodriguez for 1010 Wins.
And as I mentioned earlier, you know, folks have been online giving negative reviews to the restaurant, that McDonald's, where, you know, the person called 911 to report that the alleged shooter was there. Transit advocates and lawmakers releasing a new report now laying out a need for better bus service along Flatbush Avenue.
Horrendous is how healthcare worker Allison Harewood of Flatbush described her commute on the B-41.
I get very anxious, you know, I get very nervous.
The survey found the majority of Flatbush Avenue bus riders are women of color. 91% of all riders said they had experienced a serious negative consequence of bus delays. Jolise Race with the Riders Alliance is urging city officials to focus on the entire 10-mile corridor.
We're really hoping that they propose something that can be put in on the central portion of Flatbush in the spring when they're supposed to do the northern.
Those new bus lanes will run north of Grand Army Plaza, one of the most congested corridors in the borough. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Atlantic Avenue Terminal.
In a statement, the DOT says it's currently doing public outreach and other research to redesign Flatbush so it can both speed up bus service and keep pedestrians safe. Also today, a Long Island man facing charges for allegedly making ghost guns, the type of weapon that authorities believe was used to kill the United Healthcare CEO.
The 23-year-old is accused of using a 3D printer and ordering a lot of gun parts online to manufacture the ghost guns inside his Floral Park home. Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly says they found ghost guns hidden in traps inside his house.
So we're still investigating whether he was selling them, giving them out, you know, what was he doing with them.
The DA says there were modification devices found which could turn any gun into a mass killing machine.
It was nothing that we took from the house that indicated he was planning anything, but I think the mere possession of something that can cause such harm leads me to worry.
Ghost guns are basically not traceable, and they are illegal in New York State. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
More city migrant shelters shutting down. Mayor Adams announcing today 25 shelters will shutter over the next couple of months, including the one at Floyd Bennett Field, set to close just a few days before President-elect Donald Trump takes office or retakes office. The mayor says the city's made a lot of progress in managing the care of asylum seekers, citing 22 straight weeks of population declines in city shelters. It's the lowest point in over 17 months, actually. He credits his administration's policies, like the 30- and 60-day shelter limits. These new closures are in addition to the previously announced closure of the shelter out at Randall's, which is set to shutter at the end of February.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.